I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Parent-child interaction therapy is a behavioral therapy and parent training program that's often used to help young children with disruptive behaviors. To talk about parent-child interaction therapy is Dr. Carrie Murphy. She's a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry, and she is also a clinical child psychologist in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Murphy, can you explain exactly what parent-child interaction therapy is?
Parent-child interaction therapy, or PCIT, is an evidence-based therapy for young children with disruptive behavior problems and their families. Typically, we are working with children between the ages of 2 and 6.
Can you give us examples of some of these common disruptive behaviors?
So common disruptive behaviors in young children may include things like being much more active, having difficult time sitting still, having a difficult time focusing on what they're doing with a short attention span, being impulsive, doing things without thinking about them first, like running off from parents or running into the street, as well as things like aggressive behavior. So hitting, pulling hair, temper tantrums, not listening to parents when they're told to do something, and really having meltdowns or tantrums when they don't get their way.
And it's interfering with the child's life and the family's life.
Exactly. So most children have some, if not all, of these behaviors from time to time. It's when these are becoming much more frequent, they're happening on a daily or even more frequent basis, and that it's really starting to impact the family's relationship and family functioning. When those behaviors become really impairing to the family in some way, they may be referred for therapy. So, for example, if parents are getting frequent calls from the school about school behavior problems, or other caregivers say they can't manage the child's behavior and are no longer willing to help out and watch them.
What are the goals for this kind of therapy?
PCIT is broken into 2 phases. The first phase is focused on improving and strengthening relationships between parents and children. So we teach parents really positive skills to use with their children. The second phase is focused more specifically on discipline. So teaching parents specific skills to be consistent and help improve a child's ability to listen and follow commands the parents give them.
Can you tell us in real life, Dr. Murphy, what happens during one of these PCIT therapy sessions that you conduct?
So one of the most unique things about the therapy is that the sessions involve live coaching. And what that means is that for a big portion of a session, parents will be in one room with their child playing and interacting, and they wear an earpiece that allows me to communicate with them and stand behind an observation glass and actually coach them through the use of these skills.
Does this really lessen the child's disruptive behaviors?
So when families graduate from PCIT, they report disruptive behaviors that are in the normal range of other children. In addition, because we're intervening really early in a child's life, we tend to see more lasting change because they've been given skills to help manage these things at an early point.
How can a family find a therapist in their area that is trained with this very specific type of therapy?
So they can visit the PCIT International website, PCIT.org, and there are links there where they can find providers who are certified to do this therapy in their area.
Dr. Murphy, thanks for information about parent-child interaction therapy.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.